First off, Ryan and Rory, thank you so much for joining us today on CJWE. It's a pleasure to have you in studio. So as I mentioned a couple of seconds ago, it is the first time I'm meeting you guys and getting to know you guys, and same with our audience, but you have a new song coming out tomorrow. We're going to actually hear it here in a few minutes. We'll talk more about that here in a few minutes, but first, tell us more about the duo.
Yeah, Ryan and Rory. First of all, thank you so much for having us. Ryan and Rory formed about, a year and a half ago, I'd say?
About a year and a half ago.
We've been in business and based out of Tennessee. Ryan's from Nashville. I'm originally from the Carolinas. And we just chatted on the phone a couple of years ago about doing the duo thing. We played a round of golf, and on the 19th hole, we decided to form Ryan and Rory, and here we are.
We kind of met the old school way, and a family friend of ours was like, you know, I know you guys are both, you know, I think you're both talented people. Y'all should meet and write and just see if there's anything there, and it's something we want to be in a band, and this is, it just was meant to be, we feel.
That's awesome. So you guys are on the road with the James Barker Band.
Yes,
here
we are.
And have been for the last few weeks. So when you got that email or you got that phone call, tell us about it. How did it feel and how excited were you?
It was very, very exciting because we were actually here in Canada with Brett Young back in April, and we had such an amazing experience with the Canadian fans here that we were like, how do we get back up there as soon as possible? And we had heard their music. We were fans of them anyways, and it kind of feels like winning the Canadian lottery for us. So, like, it was just a very, very exciting thing. And the shows have been amazing. The fans have been amazing. And we've seen a ton of cities that we haven't been to before.
Yeah. Yeah. For us here in the States, it's Thanksgiving today. Yep. And we're thankful to be here in Canada, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a hell of a time up here playing for these crowds. So,
well, we're very excited to have you up here in Canada to get to know your music better and to spread your sound and your songs. So what has been your favorite city so far? What has been the best experience so far?
So the very first time we were here, we just did major cities. Yeah. And on this one, we've been to like Moose Jaw, Saskatoon, Red Deer,
Brandon,
yeah, which we broke down in the first time
back in April.
Oh, no.
And so we've seen a ton of different cities. I was totally surprised by Red Deer's fans were crazy.
We play Lloydminster, Yorkton. We've played a lot of these small little towns. Like, yeah, it was all the majors last time, but it's been really cool. They've been surprising, honestly, the smaller markets. Just because we go there like, okay, like a 300-400 cap theater, and then it's sold out. Every single fan is rowdy and yet warm and welcoming at the same time. And then we've had some of the better meet and greet lines after the show.
Yeah, we've been doing theaters and stuff, but we're excited to be here in Calgary because it's going to be a club, and we're partial to
our thing.
Yeah, we're partial to the Barn Burners.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cowboys is a really good place to have a show because the crowd there does go wild. So you are in for such a treat, not just for the James Barker Band, but they're going to be cheering you on so much. So be prepared for that.
Yep.
So what kind of show are we going to get tonight?
We are super high energy.
Yeah.
Our music is high energy to its own, you know, degree, but live, Rory's a really, really unbelievably gifted musician, so it really kind of shows through the live set, all of the arrangements and all the different things we do. And my parents are country songwriters, so...
So we showcase one of his dad's songs.
Yeah, we do a little storytelling with that, and...
Yeah, it's a good way to tell our story, I think. We're playing 45 minutes, which feels like the perfect sweet spot to tell our story through our set, but... If your listeners really want to know, if they follow us on Instagram, we're giving away free tickets tonight. So follow us on Instagram, Ryan and Rory, DM us, and you got a chance to win free tickets tonight for Cowboys.
And go get that lawn chair in the living room song. and we're excited because James Barker pranked us last night, so we don't think we're getting pranked tonight.
Oh, my goodness. What was the prank? You got to tell us.
They brought us out on stage, and, you know, we thought we were just going to give, like, a friendly wave, like, happy to be here.
Yeah, but they dropped the track, in quotes, I put that.
Yeah, and they put the spotlight on us and played My Pony and did a rap about
Genuine.
Us.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was thoroughly embarrassing and hilarious.
I heard they have some good pranks.
Yeah,
I have.
Those boys are funny, man.
They're really, really great. So... With the song, Lawn Chair in the Living Room. Oh my goodness. First off, the title, phenomenal. We're going to be hearing it here in a few minutes. Tell us more about the song and how it came to be.
Yeah.
Tell us, Heartbreak Kid.
There you go. Well, thank you for that. What a compliment. Yeah, I went through a breakup about 6 months ago, and all of our furniture just left the house one day. One of our co-writers walked in my house one day. He was like, "Rory, what's going on here?" And I was like, yeah, kind of went through a breakup. This all happened. And he's like, "What's this lawn chair in the living room doing here?" And I was like, "Dude, I had to turn a breakup into interior design, right? Because I needed a place to sit and watch TV somehow." So we took that title, that idea, lawn chair in the living room, and flipped it on its head and turned it into a love song. So
we were headed to the beach for a writing trip, and it was the perfect place to go post breakup. And we were like, we can't write a sad song sitting in the sand. It's just not going to work. So we figured out a way to do the Nashville thing and turn it a negative into a positive.
I love that for you. And oh my goodness, it's coming out tomorrow. You must be so excited.
Oh, we're so pumped. And we're so pumped to be here.
Like, in Calgary.
Because it technically comes out tonight, so it's exciting to play a show on the release eve.
Yeah, we played the big theater in town back in April. What's it called? With Brett Young. Anyways, but we're just so excited to be back here in Calgary and playing a different venue for some newcomers and some repeats from April. So
that's so crazy. And here's kind of my weird side story to share with you about the lawn chair in the living room. I stayed at a hotel in Drumheller this past summer. They had no other furniture than a bed and a lawn chair in the living room. It was really expensive to stay in Drumheller during the Calgary Stampede, and this was the only hotel we could afford.
Boy.
So as soon as I saw that title, I'm like, I've lived this a little bit, not fully.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say a man did that decoration choice.
Yep. And there was a massive picture of New York with the Twin Towers behind it, right behind the chair. And
that was a guy.
Yeah.
This is a bit old. So I've kind of experienced a lawn chair in the living room, but great song. We're going to hear it here in a few minutes. But before we do that, let's talk about your Thanksgiving, because it is Thanksgiving in America right now. What do you guys normally do for Thanksgiving in your households?
Watch a lot of football. Ryan's got his Cowboys jacket on.
I'm a huge Cowboys fan. They play every Thanksgiving, so that's as important as the holiday itself. So we're going to kind of do the same thing up here. I mean, we found a place that's going to
American Thanksgiving, eat turkey, mac and cheese, sweet potato casserole, green beans, you know, the whole nine.
So the only difference is when we eat ourselves into comatose, we're not going to just go lay on the floor afterwards. We're going to go play a show.
Hey, it's protein, carbs, and dairy. You'll have all your energy right there.
Yep, exactly.
Most important food groups.
Exactly. The beige dishes of the year.
Yeah. That's funny.
What is your favorite dish on Thanksgiving?
Big mac and cheese guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like stuffing.
Yeah.
Sucker for it.
Yeah, and sweet potato casserole. You can't go wrong with that.
I'm starting to think about it.
Can't go wrong,
Oh, just getting hungry over here. So that's very exciting that you guys get to be here for American Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving going out.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Black Friday is tomorrow. Are you guys going to go shopping?
I don't know if we'll have any time.
Yeah, you're going to the airport, right?
Yeah. We're going to Denver tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we immediately go from the James Barker onto the John Morgan tour in the States.
Wow.
So we're going right to Denver, and we're going to play a show tomorrow night.
Yep.
Busy, but you got to love that. So what are you hoping for 2026?
For more and more people to hear our tunes. Yeah, we're going to be coming out with our second album, but it's going to be full length this time, so we're going to drop it all at once. Lawn Chair is going to be the first song of the bunch, so we're pretty excited for that. Just to get out and play, we have some international dates that we're going to announce pretty soon, and just to keep doing the dang thing.
And hopefully a Canadian three-peat. We can come back a third time. Would be amazing.
Exactly.
You should come play the Calgary Stampede.
I know.
Yes.
I know. If we don't, I think people are going to be mad at us because we've heard it so many times in the last few days. They're like, you have to get on this. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
We do.
And we'll come out and see you.
That would be fantastic.
Easy. Me and Brooklyn will come out and see you.
Woo! Let's go.
She always comes down for a Stampede and we have the best time. So yeah, you guys got to meet her, I believe, last week?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we did.
That's awesome. So I guess I should have asked this before, what is next in 2026, but what was your big highlight for 2025?
We definitely had a lot of milestones, but we played Grand Ole Opry for the second time, and we did that because Jamie Johnson invited us for his birthday party. Yeah. Jamie kind of took us under his wing. We have a song out with him, and this Grand Ole Opry event was a star-studded night. It was for his birthday, but you had like Megan Maroney, Randy Houser, Ernest, all these different people on the bill, and we're like, this is pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I mean, we found ourselves backstage singing happy birthday with all of them to Jamie Johnson, and we're like, okay, what? Is this even real life right now? Like, this is crazy. Yeah. That was definitely a highlight.
Yeah. Not only that, but being here in Canada back in April made us want to come back as soon as possible, and here we are talking to you. So
amazing. Well, we're glad you're back. And last question here, other than the Grand Ole Opry, because you've played it, maybe that was the place you've always wanted to play, where else would you love to play one day and take your music?
Red Rocks.
Yeah,
I think Red Rocks. I've been there one time as an opener, but headlining Red Rocks like as the main act would be total bucket list. Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate your time here at CJWE. Everybody, get on their Instagram because they are giving away a pair of tickets for tonight's show at Cowboys. What time does the show start?
We go on at 8:15.
Yeah. 8:15. Nice and early.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. Awesome. Is there anything else you want to mention or talk about this afternoon?
We love Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's about it.